Dum, dum, dum.
Welcome to Some Sum, where a millennial and a Gen Z scroll so you don't have to. I am Freddy.
And I am Leah. We are two people who actually work in social media. And in these short weekly episodes, we break down the latest trends so you can stay in the loop about living online 24/7.
It's for anyone who works in social media, for marketeers who need to stay up to date, for brands who want to know what's trending, and for you if you don't have the time to scroll all day. So, Leah, what are we talking about today?
So, our three big trends of the day or the week are the AI stranger prank.
All right.
We're not gonna be... and viral ghost photo shoot.
Ooh, two trends for one?
Yep. And raw dogging boredom.
All right. I'm hopeful that even a trend with boredom in its name is interesting still.
Will not be boring. Yes. Let's hope we will not be boring for you, dear listeners. And welcome back to our, I think, seventh episode, right?
Yeah, I think so too. And also a little or minor or maybe even bigger sorry for not releasing this episode yesterday, because we are recording it today. It was just, you know, scheduling conflicts can happen.
Yes, can happen. We maybe sometimes we're on vacation or busy or busy
or busy. I think we told everybody that we're too busy. So yes, let's stick exactly with this story.
Just so too busy, not in Italy or anything. No. Well, so let's get started and not be boring. So our first trend of the day is the AI image of a stranger trend, where people on TikTok and I think also on Instagram have been using AI tools to create incredibly realistic images of a random person that usually... like, is somebody unfamiliar and a bit sketchy looking, appearing inside of their home or another familiar space.
All right.
Then they sent this image that they generated after over text to a partner, a parent, or a friend, pretending that their stranger or the stranger is actually there with them. And of course, the reactions are wild. The people on the other end that receive the image usually believe that it's real, and they panic, get angry, or totally freak out. So, for example, to make it more clear, one example that went viral, or also there's many like that, is a girl who generated an AI image of a shirtless plumber standing in her living room, and she then sent it to her boyfriend acting all innocent and confused, and is like, oh, the plumber is here. And the boyfriend of course immediately lost it, because he did not order a plumber, and why the fuck is he shirtless, right?
Being like, and let me guess, it's like not he's a very handsome shirtless plumber, right?
Of course.
The jealousy card is also in there. Yeah.
The jealousy card immediately hits. Another example, though, I could also mention, kind of going in a different direction, is, for example, also a girl, a creator, generating an image of a very sketchy man in a car and texting it to her mom and being like, oh, the Uber driver looks kind of weird. And the mom, of course, freaks out and is like, don't get into the car. And just her reaction is very extreme, obviously, over text. Some, I think, also maybe like send voice messages and are like, pick up the phone, whatever, just reacting to it. And I think the reason these pranks work so well is because the pictures look very real, obviously, right? And that's also the whole point. It has to look real. It has to look like it's actually in their kitchen or in their car. And I think... in combination, like with this, like AI, the use of AI, which obviously nowadays is a big thing, and in combination with just a classic prank, people love watching these videos because it's big, dramatic reactions and laughter and confusion. But I have to mention that at the same time, it's also stirring up a lot of controversy, because some say that it actually does cross a line because it plays with people's emotions and fear and entertainment. And others, you know, like they worry about this. Of course, the person receives like receiving the picture is obviously worried. And I think actually I also read somewhere that they have like had a lot of also maybe police calls because of that, because mm-hmm. people are worried. So it's somehow also a controversial trend. But yeah, it's, I think, spreading online like crazy. It's pretty international. And yeah.
Absolutely. I mean, let's unpack some of the things that are coming together here, right? The one, mm-hmm. the first one is using AI for creating content, which is you have to do it, I think. At least you have to know how to do it, because I don't see AI getting less. It will mm-hmm. get more. Mm-hmm. And it's not only creating content, it's also like editing stuff, for example. Actually, this episode we record right now, I am using AI to for the sound mixing. Yeah. So by using AI, you just do a favor to yourself. You don't have to like really use it to create your content, but you should be familiar with how it works, with what the possibilities are.
Yeah, so many tools that can actually make you more efficient and can help you. And yeah, definitely, I think when it comes to audio or rendering of images, like just in general, working with content nowadays, even if you don't want it, and I understand people who are maybe a bit opposed to it, but
yes,
it's very difficult to avoid it.
Absolutely. I mean, there are a lot of upsides, also a lot of downsides, but this is maybe something for a special episode one day where mm-hmm. we can talk to experts. I know some people I work with who do nothing but working with AI the whole day. So if you, yeah. dear listeners, are interested in in an AI special, write us and we will see what we can do. Back to the stranger prank. Of course, there's this fine line to play, you know, if it's like really something where the person you are pranking thinks that you are in actual danger and it's too believable and you don't mm-hmm. like reveal the prank or whatever.
Soon enough,
right? It's you know, at one point something is not funny anymore, but mm-hmm. I think this one is actually very funny. I actually saw not a shirtless plumber, but like a really attractive cleaning mate.
Of course. You got the opposite.
Yeah, I got the opposite. In my bubble, I got the opposite, where the boyfriend generated images of this very handsome, very, you know, not shyly dressed cleaning mate cleaning up and just texting his girlfriend, hey, got the new cleaning mate. I think she's doing a great job. And something, yeah. And yeah, the same story yeah. over. Like, oh, why is her shirt, skirt so short? And so on. So I think this is something where you play it more safely, where you're not like say that there's a real danger going on.
Exactly.
But, I mean, you have to know who you are pranking, right? It's always personal. And now we come to the point where we think about how you, dear listener, can use it for content, because we still think that you are somehow work with social media, in social media. What can you do? I mean, of course, you could do like really that's the first thing that comes to my mind, you know, prank your boss by saying, hey, a new intern is here or whatever. And then the boss said, who? Never hired somebody.
And I think this is exactly what I'm starting to see. I think there already have been maybe a few examples where brands are hopping on this. And yes, exactly. I mean, the best thing, of course, if a coworker can prank their boss, that would be funny and innocent. And I mean, in most cases that we're assuming. And yeah, could be easy to adapt for regardless of what business.
One more idea I have, if you are looking for employees, for example, you know, this could also be something. You like just generate your perfect candidate, prank your boss with or whoever, HR, whatever. Hey, we found the perfect candidate. And then you make it so unbelievable, so over the top. And then you can put your CTA in the end, for example. Hey, okay, it's not like this overqualified person, but actually, if you are interested working for us, you know how a CTA works. Click here, call now, download.
So smart, whatever. So smart. I love that idea. Yeah, I think that's great input already. And we'll leave you off with this, I guess. Yeah.
Yeah, we leave the getting creative part for you. You just know this exists.
Exactly.
And if you can't imagine how this kind of content, this video looks, you can always look it up on Instagram at somsom.podcast, where we will repost all the examples.
Yes. Usually we repost like two for each of the trends, two different type of videos. For this, you can just go into the repost section on Instagram that has newly been introduced, which is next to the tagged photos. And if you have any issues finding it, just message us. DMs will be available. let's continue with our second trend.
Yes, please. Or
maybe the second trend theme. Well, I'm coming at you as predicted last week with actually two Halloween trends. And I'm mentioning two because I just feel like, okay, they're not like themselves huge trends that we can talk about forever. It's just, niche trends talking about Halloween, as Halloween is coming up this month, obviously. So one is called We're Not Gonna Be, and Halloween edition. In these videos, creators start by drawing slips from a bowl, with each slip reading a potential Halloween costume idea, and then one by one, they dramatically eliminate the option saying, I am or we are not gonna be ... until only one costume is left.
All right.
So it's
I get the game, yeah.
Yeah, it's a game on like what costume you should get. And at the beginning, you have a lot of options. And in the end, obviously, it's an elimination game for Halloween costumes. And it is actually very fun to watch. It kind of keeps you watching because obviously you want to know like, okay, what is it going to be that this person is going to dress up? And it's just perfect for the season. Easy to do as well.
Yes. And the copywriter in me just kicked in. Of course, the one thing that keeps you watching it is the suspense, right? So I'm not going to be a fireman, not going to be a sexy bumblebee until there's like the one last suggestion left. So by keeping your audience engaged, every one of these examples or the costumes you're not going to be,
yes,
should already be something that is kind of outrageous, that is not boring, that you know your audience want you see yourself in, because by this you're keeping them hooked. You are, you know, if it's like boring suggestions, nobody cares in the end if you're going to be like, I don't
nobody
know.
Nobody cares.
Yeah. Vampire.
And also, I feel like maybe, at least for me, like why I enjoy watching it, it's because it's also great inspiration, you know? Like a lot of people right now are surely looking for Halloween costumes. So this is kind of also like on a personal level, people might save it because they're like, oh, I could be that, you know? Like they might eliminate it, but it's a great idea for me. That is why I think these videos are trending right now. And
Sounds fun, definitely.
Sounds fun.
Let me just add one thing. Again, the copywriter and me. You also like immediately elevate your ideas by adding an attribute, right? So you're not a vampire, you are a sleepy vampire. You know?
Yeah.
Just by adding attributes to like normal costumes, you're already like leveled up one level.
Yes. Yes, definitely.
Well, not back to you, sorry. Yeah.
No, that's all good. I'm just going to continue with the second Halloween trend. And that is the viral ghost photoshoot trend. And this by no means is a new trend. Of course, it's resurfacing every October. I feel like if you would see it, you would probably know it. So let me describe it to you. Its creators are throwing on a white sheet over their head, over their body, and with like eye cutouts, and then often accessorizing it with sunglasses to pose as ghosts. And have you seen it? Do you feel like you know what I'm talking about? Okay.
Yeah, of course.
And then they are doing a photo shoot with these ghosts in, and the photos are typically set against the melody. A moody backdrop, a melody as well, but a moody backdrop like parks, city streets, or even inside of homes, and capturing kind of a vintage film-like aesthetic, which mm-hmm. are then set to the song Oklahoma by Chuck Stauber, adding to the nostalgic vibe. And this October, people are usually, because this trend has been around for a long time, but what I saw the recent days is that this October, people are usually using the headline, "This is your sign to have a ghost photo shoot, dot, dot, dot," and continue with phrases like, "at the office," or mm-hmm. "your small business," mm-hmm. "with your pet," "with your best friend." And yeah, this is your sign to do that.
Yeah, and this is your opportunity to introduce your small business, your yep. office, your, I don't know, showroom, whatever, wherever. I mean, it's really an easily adaptable trend. All you have to do yeah. is like put on the most basic Halloween costume there is.
Yeah. And even a camera shy people can participate.
Oh, yes. Imagine. All right. Now we are getting creative, but just imagine how funny it would be. Just the content of convincing the camera shy person to do this content, because all they have to do yeah. is like put on a sheet, a white sheet, and cover themselves.
Oh, that is so funny. Yeah. Like turning roles around. Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Be creative with it. And it just like, it can just be fun. And I think with the music, it just matches the season. I would enjoy seeing more of these for sure.
Yes. And I mean, it is spooky season. Spooky season is already. So lean into the spooky stuff.
Yeah. So before we get boring, Freddy, our final trend of the day is called raw dogging boredom. And it is one of the more unusual but interesting things happening on social media right now, I would say. I don't know if you heard of it, but I don't think so.
I mean, I know what raw dogging means, but raw dogging boredom is not... I haven't heard about this, no.
Okay. You want to explain what raw dogging means?
There was this trend some time ago where people were raw dogging intercontinental flights, for example, which meant that they were just sitting in their chair in the plane with no entertainment at all, just waiting until they land for, I don't know, 14 hours or something.
Well, I mean, I think you kind of already tapped into the trend, because...
Really? It is mm-hmm. resurfacing. All right. Please yes. explain. Please elaborate.
Kind of. I mean, it's not just about flights this time, but basically it's about doing absolutely nothing on purpose for a certain amount of time. Usually around an hour, or it could also be just 15 minutes with... which I've seen. The goal is to take a break from all distractions like phone, computers, or TV, and just be with your thoughts or simply experiencing boredom. Mm-hmm. It sounds strange, but it's exactly what it makes it stand out, you know? Videos of this trend usually show people sitting somewhere on a couch, a bench, but I feel like I've often also just saw them sitting on the floor, turning off their phones and just sitting quietly. And some creators make it funny by showing how hard it is to do nothing, while others keep it very simple, just filming themselves staring into a blank space. Usually also on the screen, you can see a clock that is counted, like the clock moves. Yeah. And these clips, of course, then though, are sped up a lot because nobody's watching you for 15 minutes or an hour to just sit there and also be bored by it. So it's usually just maybe a 15-second video, but the original content was much longer. And often they have some soft background music and just natural sound, which makes it kind of charming, or not charming, let's say calming to watch. Mm-hmm. And in a way, it's like a small practice of patience and focus, shared in a short scrollable format, which I think is kind of a contra-movement from, you know, Gen Z, Gen Alpha, to this... what usually, right, we cannot focus. We constantly need distractions from everything. So, yeah, that's why yes. I think the trend is actually kind of interesting.
And I also think, I mean, the one thing where I have a hard time right now is how we could use it for our business listeners. Mm-hmm. But one thought I have about this trend is if you... I mean, we are surrounded by entertainment. I think I said this before. So you really have to stand out in this constant mm-hmm. entertaining, in this always on landscape. So the one thing you could do is try to like get more extreme, or extreme, faster, funnier, louder. Or the other thing that I think this trend is doing is do the exact opposite. Do mm-hmm. nothing. You know, raw dog boredom, 1 hour doing nothing, 15 seconds just sped up,
yeah.
which gives you a break in your followers' feed.
Yeah. And I mean, maybe like you could even make a challenge out of it. I don't know, like having your coworkers like spend their break, like just doing mm-hmm. nothing for once, like with no distractions.
I mean, if you are hired to do social media, this is a perfect way. Just make sure you do it on working time.
Exactly. And now,
it may be not so much about like positioning, you know, leaving your message out there.
Yeah.
But no, it's kicking in. The one thing you could, of course, do is play into this prank that the social media team is crazy and nobody exactly. else in the company understands what they're doing. So just film yourself for 1 hour, do nothing, speed it up. And I'm pretty sure sooner or later there will be a distraction. Leave this part in, you know, where somebody, sorry, what are you doing? I'm working. Let me work. And then back to speed up. And the other thing you could do is, you know, usually when you're working for a company, you have like something to tell, you know, like your message, of course, the product you're selling, the awareness you want to raise, whatever. Why mm-hmm. not just, I mean, you have the clock counting down in the frame already, in the video already. Why not just put your message plain and simple next to the clock?
Yes.
You know, your sale this Sunday, everybody come around. Just put it there.
You could even do something like raw dogging boredom till you buy our whatever. You know, and just sitting there doing nothing till you check out our website, or like, I don't know, like somehow I feel like you could still use this and it could be funny. Absolutely. Why not? But in the end, it's also up to you, and it depends on what you're doing, right? It will look very differently, and for different businesses, different things feel authentic and feel fun. So yeah, we are looking forward to seeing more more companies, more employees raw dogging boredom.
Would be great.
Well,
just try to explain your parents what you're doing just by sitting there. But then in the end, to be honest, you know, just between us, we are a small podcast, small audience.
Yes.
I think a lot of people at work basically are raw dogging boredom. You just have the advantage.
We've all been there,
since you're working social media, you just have the advantage to do it on working time. Just
exactly. It's like doom scrolling on work time.
Yes, exactly.
Yep. Well.
Exactly.
Exactly. And before we get too boring, as we said, that's it for today on SumSum. And if you liked it, make sure to subscribe and leave us a rating wherever you're listening from right now.
And of course, follow us on Instagram at sumsum.podcast, where we will share all the examples again as reposts. And
exactly. And we'll be back almost every Tuesday.
Well,
sometimes it might be Wednesday,
too, yeah.
But next week it will be Tuesday. So see you next week.
See you next week. Bye-bye.
Bye.